Welcome to Seeing Your Inner Brilliance, where the podcast does just that. It helps you truly see yourself because seeing yourself is your inherent power. That is the key and the fire and the magic that you are bringing to the thing that you are uniquely called to do and the dream that you are uniquely called to go after. But how could you bring yourself to it if you're not being yourself? And how can we not be ourselves if we're not seeing ourselves? So that is the truth and the essence behind this whole entire podcast. I am so, so excited and grateful that you decided to tune in today. I wanted to talk about something on this episode that many big dreamers have in common. And not only do we have it in common, it can also be one of those times that brings up a lot of doubts, fears, and insecurities for us that may have been kept at bay and underlying, and we didn't even know about them until we saw them. You can probably guess based on the title, the period of time that I'm referring to is when you realize that the path that you've been on isn't working for you any longer. For me, that was my corporate career that I even went to school for. Maybe for you, it's being an esthetician or being in real estate or whatever you've been doing when you come to that point where you realize it's not working anymore. Maybe it's not amounting to the fullness that you thought it would. Maybe your passion for it has dried up faster than a raisin. Maybe you lose someone you love, or you get a divorce and it catapults you into reflecting on what you want in life, and more importantly, who you want to be in your life. So this episode is going to center around that period of time. However it manifests for you, you get into the space of wanting more. I know this space all too well because it's where I felt this great pull that I really was meant for more, that I was meant to do more, have more, and be more in this world than what I was currently doing at that time. Nothing against it by any means. Yet I also had this, what seemed like a monster inside of me screaming that I wasn't going to be good at anything else. Ugh. The inner friction and turmoil was real. And in fact, it's how I got onto this whole self-worth journey in the first place. So if you're in this space currently, or if you have been, I really acknowledge you for opening yourself up to the call over your life. It takes so much awareness and bravery to realize that you want more and then to claim it. This was such a hard, monumental season in my life that I've dedicated a whole entire masterclass to supporting other big dreamers like you and stepping into the more that they desire. This masterclass is called Made for More. And if you're in this space of thinking, maybe there is more to life than this. You know, I'm not as fulfilled as I thought I'd be. And or I couldn't see myself doing this for the rest of my life, then this masterclass is for you. So I encourage you to check out the link in the episode description if you're interested. In this episode, though, we're going to focus on the courage and the confidence that it takes to go against your own grain. You've decided that you were made for more and feel that you have to follow what is on your heart. You've chosen which side of the fork in the road you're going down, so to speak, but now what? The doubts don't magically go away once you start walking down this new path. The path you've known, and if you're like me, and like I said, the path you went to school for, maybe you dreamed about it when you were younger, maybe even all the expectations of who people wanted you to be while you were on this path, all of that familiarity and safety is still there. It doesn't go away. And your mind perceives this new path as completely unsafe. So it's going to do everything in its power to try to keep you safe, which makes it even harder to walk down a path that looks different than the one you've known. If you're resonating with this, this episode is going to serve you so, so deeply. And I'm so thankful you are here. My friend Kim and I both share our journeys. Yes, they look different. Her background is HR. She is an amazing HR powerhouse. She's a mom of two older daughters in high school and young adult. However, nonetheless, through our experiences, we talk about some things that helped us solidify our belief and resolve that we were going to pursue the dreams that were different from the ones we originally paid for ourselves. Because from my personal professional experience, solidifying our belief in ourselves is the ticket to quote unquote successfully staying on this new path. If we don't believe in ourselves, and if we aren't anchored into who we are and what we want, then we are inevitably going to stumble, fall, wobble, and even quit the path. The vision that's coming to my mind right now, or the visual, is thinking of it like a baby bird. When a baby bird first hops out of the nest, it is at its most vulnerable time, and the time where it needs the most guidance and nurturing and surrounding by healthy things in its environment, right? Because it is vulnerable. It is learning a new way. It is learning how to fly. It's learning all of these new experiences. And so when we're in this state of just starting to go after our dream, we are the equivalent of a baby bird, and we need the likes of mama birds and other strong, supportive, rooted in its foundation, those types of things surrounding us to help us be able to fly and truly leave the nest. Oh my gosh, I just got chills, because we haven't truly left the nest just because we're able to step out of it. Just because you're able to step on the path that you now want, the path that you are so lit up and excited about, that doesn't mean that you fully have your rocket behind you, or it doesn't mean that your wings have fully been developed so that you can fly on your own. So that's exactly the type of thing that this episode serves in your life. Oh my gosh, I cannot believe. Oh, that was so amazing of what just came through to me. Because if we're baby birds, and if we don't have a mama bird or a supportive environment around us, if we don't believe in ourselves as a baby bird, so to speak, and still following on with my analogy, we could wind up chalking it up to it being too hard to fly, it being too hard to be an entrepreneur, it being too hard to break into an industry where it seems so saturated. We could chalk it up to all of these external things, when really it's an anchor issue, not a boat issue, if you get my another analogy. All right, so let's dive into this episode. Get ready to be empowered, uplifted, and inspired. Kim, thank you so much for being here on Seeing Your Inner Brilliance. Like I said when we first started talking, that I'm so excited for our conversation today, because honestly, I just feel so safe in your presence. You are so genuine. Yeah. And I know from what I know about you so far that everything is just juicy and yummy.
No one's ever said so, but I'll take it.
Oh my goodness. So thank you so much for being here.
I'm happy to be here. So thank you for having me.
Yay. So tell me a little bit about, or I guess tell everybody a little bit about you, because you're amazing and what you're doing is amazing. So if you will, share with us a little bit.
So professionally, I could tell you a little bit. So I was head of HR for 10 years ago. And what I never thought would be my last 10 years of my life wound up being the most amazing. And so I decided to start my own business when I was head of HR, because of all the things that I had to fix and deal with. And it was mostly a woman, heavily populated with women, the employees and all that. And a lot of parents were single moms and things like that. So I was always trying to be as supportive as possible with everybody there. And the culture there needed a lot of work. It needed a lot of work of just us getting along, dealing with our own inner insecurities, right? Which is what I came to learn. Right. And when we don't get along, whether it's at work, home, family, friends, whatever. And I think that's what we're going to talk about today, because I don't want people to think it's just work-related stuff. This is the work that I do, is it works both in work and outside of work. and how to, you know, proactively and productively communicate with folks around us, given over the last few years of everything that's happened. How do we do that and not be so stressed out, frustrated, you know, build relationships instead of blocking them out? When I think most of the time that's unnecessary to do. And so anyway, I was in a career of HR, decided to go on my own into my own business. It's called Cultural Apex Coaching. And I just, my mission is, because I see it all the time, don't wait the 40 years that we have to work to get to retirement to enjoy our life. That doesn't have to be that way. And a few quick tips that I talk about today, I think that can get people to at least enjoy their working days, their career days, so that we're not always waiting until retirement age to finally dip into our 401ks or whatever investments we have, because that's not happiness. The happiness is what we can do before we get there. And that's why I'm, you know, really kind of embedded in my children's, you know, minds too. You know, whatever you do, try to find some happiness in it, because it's a long haul.
Oh my goodness, I absolutely love that. And it's something that resonates with me so deeply, because that was the pivotal moment for me in my career when I realized that who I was at work was different than who I was at home. And so it felt very separate, and it felt very much like two different worlds, like I was being two different people. So I absolutely love that you touched on the fact that our work, you know, culture necessarily, that also translates into our relationships and our home environment. And it's all one thing. It's not separate. You know, the stress at work, it spews over into stress at home, and they very much, you know, go back and forth between each other. So thank you so much for breaking that down and laying that out so beautifully.
Yeah, it's in that wheel of life, all the finances, our work, our home, our friends, and everything we have within our like daily calendars, whether it's mental or on paper, you know, how do we make it work and how do we make it flow? So there's a few things that I can add to help with that, I hope.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to open it up to you. Like, what advice would you give to a woman right now? You know, she could be a woman who maybe she's in her job and she hates her job. She knows that she has this dream and desire on her heart. She knows that maybe just from a general standpoint, she knows that there's a bigger purpose for her and she's trying to tap into it. But this job or her daily life seems to be getting in the way and dragging her down. What advice would you give to her?
Yeah. So that's a big can of worms, but I'll start with the first thing that came to my mind. So whenever I speak to folks, and we'll stick with the women, because it was a lot of conversations that I was having in HR, I would have to have the conversation. Is this the best thing for you? Because they would be at work. You could tell they were not happy. They were there to get from 9 to 5. Listen, none of this is a judgment. It's some things that we have to do, some things people feel like they need to do. But what I want to implore is, please don't think that that's all that there is for you. Just because it's something you know doesn't mean it's something that you can't think about something else. So I always say, listen, forget about the financial responsibility, all that stuff. Just for a moment, think about what is it that you would do if none of all that mattered? And it would just give them that like glimmer of light to say, well, you know, I've always really liked art, or I really wanted to work with children, or whatever the answer is. And I would say, allow yourself to love the idea, because it happened to me. So I was in HR and something just kept tapping me on the shoulder saying, you got to get out to the masses. You have to get out and speak to more people, make work life for others better with what you can teach them, whatever that is for somebody. For me, it was, how do I do this on my own? Now, don't get me wrong. It's not, just because something's simple doesn't mean it's easy, right? So, but giving yourself the space to just enjoy the idea a little bit. And because we're human, we always go, well, that would be, but I have this and I can't do that until this time. And when this happens, then I can do this. And you go through all the inhibitions and the blocks that would come up against you. So you never get to the point where you can actually visualize what it would mean for you to do something that you love or be happy doing, right? Whether it be staying at the job you're in or finally breaking loose and maybe going after a job that you love. Because I'll tell you something. We can love whom we work with and for and do a job we don't really like that much because we're all very social beings. So a lot of people will stay in a job because they love their coworkers. Great, that's fine if that's your thing. But if you don't like whom you work with or for, you'll always be looking. And so we're always in this scarcity mode where we just kind of like, it's just a pipe dream. It doesn't have to be. Write it down on a piece of paper. What would you do if you didn't have to worry about coming here every day and paying the bills? Just what would it be? And just getting someone outside those roadblocks gives them the opportunity to really see what they have in front of them, because I think we all do. It was not easy for me. And thank goodness I had the support of my husband. I said, you know, this is what I want to do. And he said, okay, let's just do it and make it work. So it does help to have support. Don't get me wrong. But if you don't, you can still do it. There's always a way to do it. And you can go find the support if you don't have it at your disposal. So just give yourself the opportunity to think about bigger things for yourself. You're worth it. Don't ever think you're not. Because if you love something enough, it's there for a reason. You can do it well. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. So good. I definitely want to stay here because I feel like there is so much. There's so much within this, right? The first thing that comes to my mind when I was listening to you is that we've probably heard this advice at some point in time or another. However, for me, I could tell you that before I really owned, and I call it like owning your calling, before I really owned that I was being called for more, I just completely dismissed the idea of doing what you want to do, doing what lights you up. Like, that doesn't even translate for a lot of us because we aren't programmed to go after what we want. We aren't raised, at least from my perspective, we aren't raised to do the things that light us up. We're raised to, you know, and this could be by our parents, you know, society, you know, I'm not finger pointing by any means, nor am I shaming. You know, we're taught to go after the logical. We're taught to, you know, earn the things that we want. We're taught to lean into working hard, and then you get to enjoy this illusionary paradise. After 40 years, you have earned your way. And all of this is doing is it is training us to believe that we aren't worth going after what we want now simply because we want it, that there are hoops we have to jump through. There are obstacles. There are things we have to do in order to earn our way and be granted permission to now follow the things that we want. But really, we could make it a whole lot simpler for ourselves from my perspective if we can just wrap our heads around and accept the fact that, first of all, we can really like want things. You know what I mean? We can desire things.
Yeah.
And then we can go after it. What comes up for you when you hear that?
Okay. So the first thing I say is that I think it's fear. So the fear is change is difficult for a lot of people. So I always give the example when we're driving down the road, and even when you know where you're going and you have a little detour sign, you know it's going to get you back on the road, but there's always a moment of, ugh. We don't like change. We're programmed against change. We like what we know, even though it's not enjoyable for us. So what I do with people is just go find someone that you can like map out some of the ideas. Go find someone that will support you. Go find someone that will challenge you to look beyond even what your wildest dreams are. Like, what about this? Why not do that? And I tell them to tell me why. And they go, I don't know. It's just always what I've always known. Okay. Well, if you didn't have that, why wouldn't, like, nothing happens overnight. Well, some things do, but let's stick with the reality of things. So you might need to map it out. For me, this is what I did. I knew I wanted to do that. So for me, from a financial perspective, I put money aside in a bank account that would give me a certain amount of time after I started my business for some cushion so I could get up and running. That was my like, that's what I can do. Some people might not have that. Maybe they're just fearful that they're not good enough. But go find somebody that will support you. Maybe it's a life coach, a friend, family member that will be there for you no matter what. Whoever that person is, go find them. and don't, and only talk, right? Like Chelsea, go talk to someone that will help you expand the things that you love so that you can give some breathing space to how you can make that happen, right? It might not happen overnight, but it will happen, but it will never happen if you never address it, if you never address it. So what's it worth it to you? Go to work every day to a job you hate or wish it was better. Let's go with that. And you get more resentful because you're not there for your daughter's or your son's events or a family member's thing. You have to ask permission to do the slightest things as adults. Like, can I have 5 minutes off so I can go to the doctor's appointment or whatever the case may be? Those policies are there for a reason in companies, but you get resentful of things that are illogical because you don't even want to be there in the first place because it's not something you love. And it drains you over and over and over again. So if you think about that, is that what you want for the next, I don't know, count the years until you would technically retire? What does that look like for you? It's kind of scary for a lot of people. They're like, that would be miserable. So I would say go find someone that can bring that out in you, that can think of options that you might not think of, support you on your journey to make it happen. Why not? Give me good reasons why you wouldn't do that. And I asked them to do that for me. Why?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. That, so sometimes you need a partner to help you, like a good support partner. So go get it.
That is such good advice. And something I say to my clients is borrow my belief.
I love it.
What I mean? Like I remember what it was like to believe that I was not going to be good at anything else other than being a project manager. You know, I literally did not think that I would be good at anything else because I believed that I had never been good at anything. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so it's so hard to pull ourselves out of that. And that's so much easier if we can just link arms with somebody who is already coming from a perspective of belief and can see the greatness in you, even when you don't feel it within yourself. And then you can borrow, you know, it's kind of like when you're on a jet ski and, you know, or you're on a jet ski following a boat and then you're riding the wake, you know, of that boat. You know what I mean? And that's giving you airtime. It's also so much fun.
I know. And, you know, we don't like doing things. So I said earlier, we're social beings, right? We like to have the support of others. We like being around people that we like or like us. Like, so find someone that will help you believe in yourself when you don't. Because we're all going to have those days. We're all going to have those days. I have a network of folks in my business where I'm like, okay, I'm going to call because I'm in a downslope today. I need some motivation. It's okay not to be able to do it for yourself. Because go find someone that will help you. And if they're not there to help you with your journey on your goals, then find somebody else. There's so many people out there. Find the Chelsea that will bring that out in them, you know? Call you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, this is so good. And Kim, one of the things I love you is that one of the reasons why I love you is because we have such a passion for psychology and we have such our foundation is psychology. So we could literally geek out with each other like this. And it's so much fun.
But it's not easy. And I'm a business owner. I've been doing it for 10 years and I'm so good with my clients that sometimes I come home and I'm like, oh, I'm just exhausted. I love what I do, but it's still drains me. So I will definitely go to those who can help fill that deposit and just be like, okay, this is what I was doing. Was I on the right path? I didn't feel in sync, but I think I'm doing a good job. It's okay not to be okay, but find someone that'll get you to okay.
Because if
you don't link arms, it's you'll never move forward if you don't link arms with someone, because sometimes it's just not always that easy. We always want self-motivation and all that. And it is there and you do need that, but sometimes you need it with other people as well. So if part of your journey, go find a tribe.
I hope you're enjoying listening to this episode right now. And I pray that your wings are getting stronger, so to speak. I know that was totally Totally, almost cringy. It was a little cliche, right? But seriously, that is the point of this episode, to help you feel uplifted, empowered, and equipped. And so I want to jump in and interject during our interview and let you know that if you are somebody who needs a tribe, if you are in this space of feeling like you want and you need to be surrounded by a supportive group of other big dreamers who are like-minded, who are believing in the big and seemingly impossible things that other people are often, I hate to say it, but they're naysayers. They, you know, kind of bring us down a little bit. Well, guess what? I have the perfect thing for you. It is my brand new program called Anchor. Anchor is all about helping you anchor into the truth of your inherent power while navigating through the doubts and insecurities that pop up as you hit new levels. Oh my goodness, I love the essence of Anchor so, so much. Anchor is a Voxer chat as needed support program where you tap into the energy of confidence anywhere, anytime, with nothing to learn and so much deliciousness to be immersed in. This is a safe place for you to come as you are and be infused with encouragement, truth, and love so you can ride those daily waves that us big dreamers inevitably encounter that come, they just come along with it. They come along with being a dreamer. So this is your place to plug in, feel safe, feel heard, come as you are, and be surrounded by other big dreamers. I will be popping in 2 times a week and sharing powerful and encouraging transmissions related to common challenges that come up for big dreamers as they rise to new levels. And we will have one open Q&A day where you can ask me for insight and advice in a particular area on a particular struggle that is challenging your confidence at the moment. And therefore, it'll help you move forward, because how often have you thought a negative thought or had a doubt about yourself? You thought that it wasn't working. You thought that you weren't doing enough. You felt behind, and then it completely bogged down your day. You might as well just thrown in the towel because the day is poop. And it's just utterly poop. And I don't want that. I don't want that for you. I've experienced that, and I don't want that for you. It doesn't have to be that way. So Anchor is your place to come in, and you can communicate those doubts in a safe, non-judgmental place if you would like. And then I share energetic transmissions related to those specific challenges so that you can anchor back into the truth of who you are, and you can crash that thought. You can completely kick it to the curb and go about your day feeling aligned, feeling in flow, feeling like everything is working for you, and just, yes. So if you are feeling the vibe of Anchor, if you feel like that is something that would just really help you and give you the boost you need, then click on the link in the episode description. All right, now back to finishing the conversation I had with Kim.
Absolutely. Oh my goodness. And something I want to, you know, we've mentioned words like fear, scarcity, overwhelm, stress, roadblocks, like all of these are, we can wrap them under the umbrella of quote unquote negativity, right? Mm-hmm. And so at least for my world and with my clients, when they come to me, is there's this shame or this fear of sharing and acknowledging the negativity that they're feeling because they feel wrong for feeling negativity, whether it's resistance, whether they're lonely, whether, you know, they're afraid, you know, of success. Maybe they're afraid to fail, you know, stress, overwhelm, like you get it, right?
So all of it.
Talk to us, Kim, from your perspective around these negative feelings and what these negative feelings mean.
Yeah. So this is, when I work with leaders and team members, and I also, I my daughters, they're 16 and 20. So I have a 16-year-old in, who was a junior in high school. Can you imagine the drama that's wrapped around all that sometimes, right? So what I always talk about is, you know, we have fear. We have to be honest with ourselves. It's okay to say, I'm afraid. I'm scared of getting that call. That's the big contract, or getting that call. That's the job that I'm loving. We always say, oh, I'm not going to get it, but I'll hope for the best, but I'll expect the worst. How about you just expect the best? Yeah, disappointment is a part of life. That's okay. But it's okay to be fearful of things because we're afraid of change. But just be okay to say, look in a mirror and say, look, I know you're afraid, but we're going to do this anyway today. Sounds really weird to do that. But I promise you, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you say, I'm proud of yourself, I'm going to do this today. One thing forward, even if it's just one tiny little baby step, it's still a baby step forward, right? Go do what you love to do. Give yourself a little bit more of that confidence. I don't know whether it's writing a blog about what you love and put it on your social media, even though it's not the 9-to-5 job. Start doing things that will increase that confidence. Share with people that will support you. Now, we always go to family members and some will say, you know what? It's probably best that you don't start your own business, or don't go that route. It's a lot of stress. And like, look, they mean well. But if that's really what you want to do, don't share with them, but only share the good things. It doesn't make them bad people. They're just trying to protect you, but they're also unintentionally holding you back. So go find the tribe that'll help you move forward on the days that are hard, and be honest with them saying, I'm scared. I'm scared. If you say it out loud and you're honest, okay, what am I going to do about that? So that person that you're talking to knows how to pull you forward. I say it's that simple, but let's make that easier by talking to people like yourself and me that can get you going. For you, it's one, that personal side of things, or even to, you know, get somebody to start thinking about that career that they never thought they could do, right? I'm that person that within the office, how can you make that better for you? How can you do it? There are ways to do it. This isn't just it. This isn't going to be the rest of your life in this abyss of, get out of it. And I'm going to help you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And what I love that you're tapping into is the movability of our negative emotions. You know, mm-hmm. so often when we're stressed or we're feeling resistance and just a heaviness, because I've been in seasons where I have felt that, you know, on a daily basis, right? So it feels like it's permanent. It feels like there's nothing you can do about it. It feels like it's just this cloud that hangs over you and follows you around. But what you're tapping into is the movability of that, and that we can feel it and we can acknowledge it. We don't have to stay there.
No, you can say, okay, you're here. I mean, and the other thing I do is I desperately try, because we're very, I'll use social media. It's the fat, look, it's like 99% just, you know, it's not good. It's not positive. I purposely, whenever I go on like any social media platform, I'll say, am I going to positively impact this post with something nice, something better? If I'm not, keep scrolling. Whether I believe it or not, whether I'm frustrated by something, whether I'm getting triggered by something. But it's also, if how can I take something that's been, you're going to get in your low days, but if you don't get an opportunity, it's really someone saying, you didn't want that one anyway. You dodged that bullet, if you will. Just move on. The right opportunity will come your way if you just do the things that, just on those days and it's really hard, do something small. Just that one more thing to make you feel like you've done something. Just one more thing. And that's why I say you want someone to, you know, a support person, whoever that is, to just be able to call and say, okay, I have one of those days. I need 5 minutes. I need a boost. Can you give it to me? Because we're going to have those days. I'm not going to lie. It's not easy. It's not easy sometimes. But you will be able to, like you said, it's not complete quicksand. You can move out of it. So you have the ability to make that choice. It is a choice.
Yes, yes, yes. And what came to me when you were talking was that it's so easy and natural for us to compound negativity and to compound stress because, or insert the blank of whatever negative emotion, fear, whatever it is. It's so easy and natural for us to compound that. And that's why we feel it so often and why it can be our dominant and prominent emotion and feeling throughout our day. So let's start compounding joy instead.
Yeah, if what you're going to be talking about is negativity, it can be, okay, this is the one thing I say. If I call you up someday and I'm like, oh my God, I'm just having a hard day. It should be productive, low energy. Because if you're just calling to complain and gossip or have no real positive outcome, then don't even say it at all. As my mom would say, if you don't have something nice to say, then don't say anything. But if I call you and say, I'm really struggling with this, how can I get out of it? I'm looking for a way out. I need support so I can wind up better than I am right now. Then have the conversation. Otherwise, stop bringing it up with someone. Maybe your sister-in-law, sister, brother, friend was a jerk in your eyes. We all look for our captive audience so that we can tell that to somebody and have them go, yeah, I know what you mean by that. They're a jerk, right? You're contaminating, not contributing. So let's stop contaminating. And then I would often in HR, people would come up to me and say, they're talking about me. And I'm like, first question I would say is, have you ever talked about someone else? Okay, so we're just a world of hypocrites. Let's just stop the madness, stop the bleeding. So when you're in that, just have it's very conscious at first, and then it will become subconscious. Create the habit of getting to a resolution and not just the whirlpool of endless negativity. It does not make you feel better. People say, but I got a vent. I'm like, okay, but be open to someone saying, I'm going to help you feel better about that. Forgive them for their ignorance because maybe they just don't understand. Give them a pass.
So good. I'm going to write that down. Contaminate, not contributing. That's
so good. Yeah. Yeah. I do it too. I catch myself. I'm like, let me think about that for a second. Right. So I'm not perfect, but I believe me, I'm a work in progress as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, on this, let's see, what's coming up for me? It's really the fact that a couple things are coming up, that when we know what our negative emotions really mean, that they are indicators and they are movable, and we can separate, our worth and our internalizations. Like, we don't have to absorb the negative. Just because we're feeling negative doesn't mean that we are negative. You know what I mean? And so really, once we, adopt that, then for me, and what I recommend for my clients is adopting that first, adopting this belief that you are not your feelings. You know what I mean? Your feelings are what you feel. They're not who you are.
Right.
And so then you can come from this place of power, and that I don't have to stay in this negativity. I don't have to talk about it. I don't have to think about it. I could just feel it and let it come over me like a wave, and whoosh. There it goes.
Yeah. Just say, thanks for visiting, but you need to leave. And it's, my daughter was just in a, first boyfriend type of thing. And it ended. She's like, I just felt so, not confident. And the hardest thing was to just stop talking and listen. And the one thing I said to her was exactly what you just said, is like, you are not your feelings. That was just how you were feeling at the time. Yes, it hurts because, it was something that you enjoyed and you loved and you, whatever. But know that that does not define. And when you're in the moment, it's really hard to see outside of that. But it goes back to linking arms, like with someone like you, to say, okay, been there, done that. It's not about me. This is about you. How can I help you? What do you need right now? Let me come over. Let me make you laugh. Talk to somebody, because it's okay to feel it. It's okay not to be okay sometimes, but don't live there. Visit. Do not live there.
Oh, my goodness. Such a fiery conversation. And what I'm hearing is really two takeaways from our conversation. That the first thing is that if you're not loving your day-to-day, regardless of, you know, whatever you're doing, whether it's working outside of the home, maybe it's inside of the home, you know, when you're a stay-at-home mom, like whatever that looks like, if you're not absolutely loving what you're doing and feeling so fulfilled, then, you know, you got to start adding in joy, start doing things that you love, start owning what you want. You know what I mean? And just bringing that into your world. And then the second thing is that when we're feeling negative feelings, to detach our worth and our identity from them in a way to where we can
yes.
know that we are not our feelings, and that there are more indicators, there are more signs that there's something else here.
There is. And so someone said to me, like, what's the best way if you don't know where to start? I'm like, just start telling people about the things that you love to do. Because it might just mean as something as simple, because you don't know, it's not line itemed for you, but it might mean that I told Charles C. something about me that I really enjoyed doing. And then she knew of someone and she put me in contact with that person. I had another conversation because people initially do want to help others. They do. So it might be like, okay, gosh, you know, so-and-so was telling me, about you. I think I need to introduce you to someone because you might be that breakthrough for them, or give them some fresh ideas of ways to be able to plan a journey in order to get to where they want to be. Because it might not be me, it might not be you, but you know of someone that does, or they know of someone. So share it with people that would be open to hearing it and want to, you know, want that for you. Start just talking about it, sharing it with people. You'll find out who's important, who's not. Yeah.
Yes. So, so good. And speaking of, you know, people who want good things for you, I really want to celebrate and acknowledge you for this incredible mastermind that you have put together. Oh my goodness. That has gotten to, I have tears in my eyes. Oh my goodness. From just knowing your journey, if you were in HR and then having this nudge on your heart that there was more to life and you were meant to, you know, speak to more people. And so moving into, you know, entrepreneurship and now launching a mastermind. So yeah, tell us about this.
Okay. So, you know, going back to sharing with folks and being okay, being vulnerable. You know, so sometimes when we're in leadership roles, and this kind of goes back to the work environment. So in a leadership role, we don't always want to let our peers know and our team know that we're kind of not knowing what to do or the best way to handle something or whatever the case may be, because not all leaders have all the tools and techniques in order to communicate appropriately. But I have a mastermind, and what I'm doing is giving a space with only one person per company that can go in and be vulnerable with a team of peers, myself, and be able to work through, navigate an issue that they're having with someone or some buddies within an organization, so that they can go back and be able to have proactive and productive conversation or have a path in order to make it better, because it only takes one person at work to make things miserable. So if they have this place where they're not judged, it's unbiased, they come in. This is what I do with one-on-one clients all the time. What do you have? Let's navigate. Let's create a blueprint. Go back. And I'm going to hold you accountable a little bit so that you can get to a place where it's better now, next. That's now check off, because it's always going to nurture those relationships in your work so that you don't have to think about those anymore, and then we can do the next thing. So that mastermind gives that people that space. It's 2 times a month. I think you'll be showing the link. Let's talk. Let's see if you're a good fit for it. And I would love to have the conversation and get you to where you need to be, because it will work. Yeah. So let's chat.
Oh my gosh. That is so, so exciting. And the words that came to me when you were talking were arming and equipping.
Yeah.
And so from what it sounds like, everything that you shared is that if somebody is dealing with a horrible work culture, there's no other way to
sugarcoat it. It could be a toxic gal in person. It could be a toxic employee. It could be a boss that you're just like, oh my God, what do I do? It could be you just not knowing how to deal with your own team. And that's okay, because we're always promoted because of our tactical skills. Sometimes people are hard. You need support. And that's what this mastermind is for. And it's confidential. So you come in, you just, what's going on? Let's fix it. And then I support in between, because that's the important piece.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I really applaud you for creating this safe space.
Yeah.
For people to be able to come to that. You know, maybe they don't know who they can trust at work. Maybe they don't feel a connection with their boss. Maybe they feel like everybody they work with is a whole bunch of idiots. And
could be. Yeah.
Right. And so having this space, having this outlet to be able to come and communicate what they're experiencing, but not just to bitch about it. You know what I mean? To actually be.
Hey, listen, if you don't love Mondays, you're a qualifier for this. I'm telling you, there is a way to do it. We love Mondays. I do. Finally, I want that for people.
Yes. Mondays are not the bad guy. Let me tell you that. Mondays are as beautiful as Saturdays. You know what I mean? That's actually one of the, before we go, that's actually one of the quotes that, one of the things that really hit me was that, you know, Mondays aren't the bad guy. How you're spending your Monday.
Yeah. Or Sunday night where you go, again, that negativity. How can, that's when people have a horrible Sunday night because of those Sunday night blues for Monday. It's why those, that's when I start the conversation. Why are you feeling that way? Well, it's this, this, and this. That's what it's all about. Let's get that out of the way. Whatever that means. Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Kim, this has been such a powerful and potent conversation. Of course, I'll include the link to your mastermind and just all of the other links for people to connect with you. Thank you so, so much for being here. Thank you for your wisdom. Sure. Thank you for your light. And yeah, I appreciate you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here. And thank you so much.
Whew. After that conversation, the song that is repeating in my head is "This Girl Is On Fire." No, I was not on American Idol, nor will I ever be. But the point is that I hope you are feeling truly on fire, that your wings, so to speak, are empowered, uplifted, inspired for you to keep navigating down the path that you feel called to, the path that you've chosen, and to go all in on it. It is so, so imperative for you to be solid and for us to be solid within ourselves, to truly see ourselves for who we are when we're on the path, because there are so many things inside of us and so many things happening externally that can sway us and move us and shake us and distract us and take us to places that we don't want to go. So this hopefully is the conversation you needed to just keep going. Like I said, if you know, were in this space of maybe you're even before this conversation of realizing and just having these thoughts of, I'm not sure if I want to keep doing this for the rest of my life. I feel like I'm made for more. You just need that encouragement to stop apologizing and stop explaining yourself. Then the Made for More Masterclass is for you. Anchor is also available to you, which is an as-needed support program for you to plug into for getting that encouragement, love, and truth you need of being in the energy of confidence, expansion, and growth. Both of those links are in the episode description. And then, of course, Kim's amazing new mastermind is available as well. So I want you to know that you are so deeply supported here, and you can always count on this podcast to help you point you in the direction of turning inward, of knowing yourself, of believing in yourself, and staying on the path to that big dream, no matter what. So thank you so, so much for being here, and I'll see you next time.